About 160 truck drivers and warehouse workers for food distribution giant Sysco in Indianapolis are poised to strike if contract negotiations fail. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports the workers' union alleges the company has failed to negotiate in good faith so far.
A primary concern for Teamsters Local 135 members working for Sysco are working hours. The union's negotiations co-chair, Tim Courtney, says many drivers are forced to work 60-plus hour weeks because trucks are overloaded.
We're not proposing a hard number to hours they can work, but we're looking for an increased workforce to offset some of that, as well as if they're going to continue to go down that road. That's why wages are still important for this, right? If they're going to force that time away from their families, we'd at least like them to be compensated well for it.
Approximately 160 union Sysco workers voted unanimously to authorize a strike over the weekend. Courtney says it's because negotiations have broken down, with the company refusing to explain why it's rejecting their proposals. In a written statement, Sysco denied the union's allegations of bad faith negotiations. The union isn't putting its members on the picket line just yet as it continues working toward a contract. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.